Welcome to Back to the 80s Radio, the show where we talk about that awesome decade where our youth was bright, the good times were rolling, a decade that many of us who lived through it long for its return. We wish we could go back, but unfortunately, the only thing we can do is bring back some of the memories of that generation back to educate a whole new one. I want to thank you for joining us on another show, and of course, we can't do this show alone. With us, as he is every time we get together, is a man that has more posters of Heather Thomas than Lee Majors. He's been seen going to Generation Z parties dressed as Thor. Here at Back to the 80s, we know him and we love him as the Chang.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Changettes and Changsters of the Chang myself. Moi, yes, it is true. All of those things that my lovely partner, who is now sporting somewhat of a hat that resembles a New York cab driver in December, when both parties are angry because of the Christmas rush, I bid you a howdy doody and Toscano to you, the man who prefers petting goldfish over dogs, the man that collects more booty ball socks than anyone that has even played tennis. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me as your main squeeze.
You are my main squeeze here on the show, brother. Shout outs to everybody who's listening on streaming services throughout the world, especially those who listen through K-Hits 92.5. We got a great show today as we're going to continue to talk about the top 10 greatest songs of the 80s, just as we did last week, starting with 1980. Today, we're going to take a look at 1981. We had tons of listeners, Chang, last week say that we were right on the money, and a lot of them said that we're, you know, full of it. But who cares?
You know what? We have the yay-sayers and the naysayers. We have the thumbs up and the thumbs down. It's a lot like marriage. Sometimes you hit a home run. Sometimes you're sitting in the dugout for hours. What can I say? Let's move along, Toscano.
We have some high schoolers listening to us today, and I want to give them a very big shout out on behalf of Toscano and Chang here at Back to the 80s. A shout out to Fountain Valley High School, Noah, Hannah, Jocelyn, Darian, and to On. A big shout out. And of course, to Mr. Christian Toscano.
To Christian, my young brother, who slays the axe almost like he was some type of a Viking.
For those people who gave us a big thumbs down last week, for some reason you didn't agree with our choices of hottest songs of 1980, you're going to be really pissed today because we're going to be talking about the top 10 songs of 1981. According to Billboard, yes, we're just briefly going to mention them, but the important thing today is our list, Toscano and Chang's list. So I want you to stay right there because the greatest 80s show in the world is coming right back.
Good morning, Vietnam! Hey, this is not a test. This is rock and roll. Time to rock it from the Delta to the DMZ. Is that me or does that sound like an Elvis Presley movie? Viva Da Nang. Oh, viva Da Nang. Da Nang me, Da Nang me. Why don't they get a rope and hang me? Hey, is this a little too early for being that loud? Hey, too late.
Nobody has the movie I want.
Hey, if it's on video, Blockbuster probably has it. I mean, we have over 10,000 videos.
Wow.
I'll watch these fast and have them back tomorrow, I promise. Relax. At Blockbuster, you can keep your videos for 3 evenings, so take home plenty. And use our 24-hour quick drop.
Do you have any children's videos?
Sure. Blockbuster's America's family video store. You know, we have more kids' videos than any place else. And more movies, more nights, more fun.
Blockbuster Video. Wow. What a difference.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Shadow Stevens, and you must listen to Back to the 80s Radio. It's the law.
This is Back to the 80s. I am your host, Toscano, here with Gina D, the party diva, who's reporting on the scene back from Amsterdam in France after spending some days with the most famous rock band in the entire world. Gina, what happened?
Oh my gosh! everybody listening, listen up. I guess it could happen to anybody. You fly in for a concert, and a really good friend of mine is close to Keith Richards. So we never promise anything, and the guys are terrific. The band, we're talking Rolling Stones. We're talking superstars, not just because of their talent, but because of their longevity, that they're still delivering this great music. And if you know the news and you've read it, Mick Jagger got COVID. So
ooh.
Amsterdam, yeah. So I'm on the after party list. I'm going to the concert. I am talking to my friend he's backstage. His name's called Big Frankie. We might bring Big Frankie on. I called him. He's sick today. But Big Frankie will be a great interview. Anyhow, he's been with the Rolling Stones, I think touring in and out, helping them 20, 25 years maybe. I heard all the stories. I was with a guy that went to 209 concerts. That was going to be his 210th, but it was canceled because Mick got COVID.
Yeah. What happened backstage?
Well, what's happening right now because of COVID is everyone is tested. No matter if you were 22 years old, these guys are concerned. They're older. So everyone backstage has to get tested with the Rolling Stones. And at approximately 6 o'clock, and the concert started at 7:30 with a warm-up band, and they were to go on at 8:45. And at 6 o'clock at night in Amsterdam, Mick Jagger was tested for COVID. It's all over the news. So I'm ready. I'm dressed up to go. I've just been told 20 minutes before, hey, G, you're on the VIP after party, which we're all, you know, as kids, we all love that after party. But this is really special because, you know, you might have 25 to 30 people at the after party. So we had no concert. We had no after party. The next day after the supposed concert, we all went to Keith's hotel in Amsterdam, sat around the lobby. The crew, the team, was hanging out with me, just talking. Everyone did reminisce about Rolling Stones. And if you want to talk 1981, people were even talking about the Tattoo You concert that went on in America and opened in Philadelphia. And dear Mick Jagger has such a great quote at his press conference. He said, I mean, they were at 1981, they actually said to him, I mean, you're a lot older now. And he was priming. He was saying, we will always continue. His quote was, I'm older and much gooder. Can you imagine in 81? And they were saying, you know, some people stopped performing. And he had musicians like Van Halen, Pretenders, George Thorogood, all that were going to be performing around the United States. They wanted AC/DC. I think, didn't you tell me that they did have them? They wanted them to perform. And maybe they did at certain stops. Iggy Pop, Roy Orbison, they were even laughing that they wanted to perform. But the funny thing was, in 81, Van Halen actually did close two of the Stones concerts with them. At a press conference, Mick Jagger, one of the journalists said, you know, we hear Paul McCartney says he will not tour anymore. And Mick says, oh, that's too bad. That's a real loss. It's just so funny because that was 81 and we still see both Paul and the Stones performing. And what I'm saying is I'll go up to Paris for the tour, all right, and see them. And hopefully there will be an after party. There's not always an after party for every concert. These guys have done it for 60 years. They were intent of hitting 60 years. I mean, you know, Van Halen were already kings of the hard rock scene. And by the time they embarked on their Fair Warning tour, you know, that in mid-81, they concluded with the most sold out Trek with a 2-night victory lap opening for the Stones. I thought it was closing. They were opening. In 81, as you said, it was Philadelphia. It was LA. You know, they had all the stops. They were amazing.
Do you have anything else planned for this coming week besides making appointments?
Yeah, all of America. All of America, believe it or not, in the advertising and the Googles and what do we call them now? The internet sites and the top Yahoo type people are in Cannes, France. In the south of France, the biggest convention, and some say bigger than the film festival, starts this Sunday, only 4 days. 4 days that you cannot drive down the street. The people are standing having drinks till 4 or 5 in the morning. They're up all night. It's a creative advertising convention. Sound convention gives it a cold name, but totally fun if you were in the south of France. People are begging to get to go to these parties on the beach. I'm going to be visiting the Pinterest. iHeartRadio has a yacht. We'll be there. And so some kings of great music. We've got Fatboy Slim. I know it's not your show necessarily. We've got the amazing Kendrick Lamar. I am a big fan. The man's a big humanitarian. So whether you like his music or not, he's performing Monday night on the beach. And the hot girl of the moment, Dua Lipa. She has, bringing it back to the 80s, a famous song right now with a famous rocker from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and now. They did a remix, and this is just off the top of my head, baby. Elton John, it's a remix.
You know, the song with Elton John and Dua Lipa that's called Cold Heart. It's on the Lockdown Sessions. That's the album with Dua Lipa and Elton John, for those interested.
In 81, the top grossing concert in the world was the Rolling Stones. 8 number one hits. Which unknown artist, and he probably died in the last 5 years and very beloved. I'm not going to give you any more hints, but he came on the stage with these other artists at a certain time during the Rolling Stones concert. And the listeners will love this because it just goes to show you, give the new guy a break. He was booed off after almost 3 songs. And I'm going to tell you who it was. He's got purple running in his veins.
Jeez.
And Minnesota.
Really? Prince. I had no idea.
I knew you'd like that. I got it out of the guys when we were sitting around after not going to the Rolling Stone concert.
That's very interesting, because I note that the Rolling Stones made $50 million in ticket sales in 81. So that's a lot of money back in 81.
Yeah, I saw that their goal was something like 1.5. Is that only, am I crazy? That's what I read. And then they sort of outdated their goals. Amazing people. We will be bringing you big news from the concerts here and the shows here that are going on in the south of France. Okay.
Excellent. Well, we look forward to your next report, Gina.
I'm saying goodbye, and I'm quoting the man, the ultimate rock man, Mick Jagger. I'm older and I'm much gooder.
You're listening to Back to the 80s.
I had a really good time with you tonight.
Well, I had a very good time with you, too. I'm
enjoying being this close to you. You know, there's a thing called a first kiss that happens every now and then.
Well, I've heard about that.
Yeah. If I miss, don't laugh.
Close up with fluoride for whiter teeth and fresh breath. And paste, tartar control, and gel.
Bullseye.
Thank you.
You can dispense with the pleasantries. You're listening to Toscano and Chang. You don't know the power of Back to the 80s.
Welcome back to Back to the 80s, hosted by yours truly, Toscano and Chang. Tonight, we are going to set this house on fire. We are going to hit 1981, a fine choice. I'm not too sure about this Billboard list that we bestowed ourselves upon. What do you think about this list in comparison to what we dabbled with last week with such great tunes?
Yeah, I don't know. There was just, this list was kind of What's the word, Chang, that I'm looking for? You know that word.
You know what? I would call this wussiness. And I think the one thing all these groups, I guess everybody that voted upon these songs, was suffering from the dreaded disease called wussiness. It can strike anybody at any time. It could blur your thoughts of reality. There, I said it.
You could even call it wussy-itis.
Wussy-itis is a very better. You know what? I like that because it's quick, it's short, and it's to the point.
Before we continue, I want to give a big thank you to everybody who's taken the time out of their day to listen to Toscano and Chang here on Back to the 80s Radio. And also to let you know that if you do want to drop us a note, drop it off at our direct message through our Facebook fan page, or you could just send us a message at back280sradio@gmail.com. Chang, the year is 1981. Lots of things happened in 1981, that one of them being the Space Shuttle Columbia launch. Pope John Paul II gets shot.
The funny thing about that is, wow, society's really going bad when you shoot at the Pope. But the funny thing is, the day the Pope drives around in a golf cart with five pane plexiglass to keep from getting shot, you know that your religion has gone chaotically bad, or mankind alone has lost its sanity. It's a toss-up coin right there.
The opening of Raiders of the Lost Ark. By the way, it's got to be my favorite film of all time. Raiders of the Lost Ark with Harrison Ford. And Lady Diana Spencer. That's Lady Di for many. She married Charles, Prince of Wales. Wait a second. I'm getting another phone call. Why do people decide to... All right, this is Back to the 80s Radio. Who is on the other line when we're trying to do a show here?
Hello, Toscano and Chang. It's me, the Queen, Royal Mother of England.
Is this the Queen Mother? This is Queen Elizabeth?
Do not cut me off, patron. Do you understand? I am speaking. I believe you brought up Charles' late wife, Diana's name, in a story.
Lady Di was a beautiful, beautiful woman.
Lady Di,
why wouldn't
was
you like
gorgeous,
her?
But you don't bring that kind of girl home to Mother Queen and Philip. You leave her at the theater with a popcorn box with a hole.
On that note, thank you, Queen Elizabeth, for coming on the show Back to the 80s. We got to let you go.
Oh, rubbish. Could you play me a set of songs, possibly from a great band in the UK? I would love to hear some Iron Maiden, maybe some Judas Priest. I would love to hear the Beatles and the Rolling Stones. I love you, boinkers.
Queen Mother, ladies and gentlemen, Queen Mother of England, the Queen Elizabeth. Can you believe that, Chang? She sometimes makes these weird, funky appearances on the show.
Very colorful on her response about Lady Di. Now, I thought Lady Di was hot.
Going on to 1981, one more thing that I wanted to mention is that DeLorean motor cars. You remember the DeLorean car that was in Back to the Future? It made its debut in 1981, causing a stir amongst car enthusiasts everywhere because it was a car with no paint. It was just a brushed steel. It was just a gorgeous car. Nobody had ever seen it before. All right, so going on to Billboard Top 10 of 1981. You may agree, you may not. Of course, I can tell you on my behalf, and probably on Chang's behalf, we totally do not agree with this list.
Okay, are you ready? Are you ready for this? Number 10. Here we go. Let me give it a smooth intro. Although I think this band is weak and I offended the lead singer at a Mark and Brian golf tournament. Number 10, REO Speedwagon with Keep On Loving You. Now, Toscano, there's only one song that I liked of that band, and I don't care that I insulted him at a Mark and Brian golf tournament with my buddy Al. So there, let that be said. Why don't you slide us into number 9?
Number 9 on the Billboard Hot Top 10 for 1981 is Dolly Parton's 9 to 5. I remember this song appearing on the movie 9 to 5 and Odd Job.
Movie sucked. Okay, number 8 with Eddie Rabbit, because I love a rainy night. Now, Eddie Rabbit was very attractive. He reminded me of Kenny Loggins and some type of a writer of intriguing novels. What did you think of Eddie Rabbit and that song? I thought that song sucked even more than the last song that you brought up at 8. So I don't understand how it moved up the list.
You know what the even funnier thing about this song is? According to music historian Fred Bronson, the song I Love a Rainy Night was 12 years in the making. Eddie Rabbit had a collection of old tapes that he kept in his basement of his home. And one night, while rummaging through the tapes in 1980, he heard a fragment of the song he had recorded one day on a rainy night in the late 1960s. And he brought that song back, and it became part of the Billboard's top 10 in 1981. Now, number 7, I can tell you, I may agree that it possibly can be on this list, but not a number 7. Daryl Hall, John Oates with Kiss on my list.
I think that song sucked more than the previous songs we talked about, but I do love Hall & Oates. I mean, especially Daryl Hall.
Are you trying to say that this song was worse than I Love a Rainy Night?
It was just right there. It was just right above. I mean, we should be reading the top 10 crappiest songs of 1981. And that what this list we are reading fits in very snug to if it was like, give me the top 10 crappiest songs of 1981 off the Billboard Top 100 charts right now. And I would name all of them. There, I said it. Number 6, we're going to go with Kool & the Gang with Celebration. Now, the Chang does love some Kool & the Gang. I dig Kool & the Gang. But this song, it didn't make me want to celebrate. It didn't want to make me have a good time. It made me want to change the station that didn't sound like some other crap that they did on the same album 2 years in a row, if you know what I'm saying.
You know, it was the band's first and only single to reach number one in the U.S. Did you know that?
I didn't know that, and that's a shame because it sucked.
Number 5, Rick Springfield with Jesse's Girl.
Now, I got a story here for you. You want to hear this story?
No.
No. Too bad. You're going to hear it anyway. Now, Mrs. Chang, back in 1988, maybe 89, no, you know what, 89, I'd say, was dating
Make
a
up your mind.
Friend of mine named Jesse. And I had my eye on Mrs. Chang back then. She resembled Paula Abdul and that dirty metal chick that would do bad things to you and tie you up and come home and make you breakfast. Anyway, she was having problems with Jesse. So she asked me for a ride home from a gathering during a time when we played in a softball baseball league. And at the time, I had my little girl with me because I had custody of her. And, you know, I was there and she had noticed that I was the wildest one in the party, but yet I didn't drink, I didn't partake in drugs, and I carried a baby monitor. So she was tripping out on that. So when she was having problems with this guy, I was sitting out, we were singing Happy Birthday to My Friend. And I had moosed all my hair and put it standing on the top of my head. So we're singing to my friend, and Anna's there, and she's arguing with Jesse. I have my kid in my hand, and I'm rocking the kid, and I'm singing along. She asked me, hey, do you think it would be a big deal if you gave me a ride home? She asked my good friend Henry, and he goes, Chang's driving us home. Let me ask him. So I said, cool, no worries. Well, that night, I gave her a ride home. I got her phone number, okay? And I played the Chang, cool. You know what I mean, bro? Like, I wrote the rules for the schools. She called me time and time again, brother. Finally, we hooked up, and it's been 33 years ever since. Why? Because you know that I had Jesse's girl. I won't Jesse's girl. Oh. Hey, remember, where can I find a woman like that? At a softball party, because she was Jesse's girl.
Chang, number 4.
Oh. Good. This one hurts my taint.
Tell him why.
I don't want to be the gambler. Why don't you go ahead and tell our listeners who this artist is and what song it is? Because it hurts me.
Well, first of all, I know that you love this artist.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
How dare you?
You love this artist.
Yes, I do.
It was a song. Believe it or not, this was this artist's final single released in his lifetime. Why? Because he was murdered on December 8th, 1980. Yes, I'm talking about none other than John Lennon. But this song, that came out in place number 4 in the Billboard's top 100 of 1981 is called Just Like Starting Over, which was performed by John Lennon. The album was called Double Fantasy, by the way.
And he made that with his wife.
Yes, Yoko Ono's Kiss, Kiss, Kiss as the B-side, by the way.
Now, you realize there's a couple of John Lennon songs off that very same album on our list.
There is, but I wouldn't know them. I don't think I remember even one time when a radio station that I listened to played any of those. Those must have been played like on Coast 103.5, you know, the softer rock, right?
You know what? No, brother. I used to listen to KMET and KLOS back then, and that album was blasted on there, bro. And the ironic thing is John Lennon was assassinated by an individual that he gave an autograph to earlier in that day. That is what is so disgusting, haunting, scary. The day John Lennon was killed was very similar to the day Bob Marley died. If you're in tune with great music and you kind of feel that some of the music out there inspires you to be a better human being or some type of a chant about a moral code, then I would have to say those two artists are two of the greatest in that type of feeling that they put out musically. The day that John Lennon died, I'll always think that the world was never going to be the same again, that the fight with equality would be more uphill than ever, and that possibly, just possibly, we may never get to the promised land. We may never, ever get to the hill to see Abraham, John, and Martin again. And I felt that from that day. And I have to tell you, bro, with a heavy heart, I see the way the world is. I feel that way today. But I'm going to keep carrying on John Lennon's inspiration to me and what he believed in. The only way to prosperity is through unity.
You know, that reminds me of the incident that became known as the day that music died after Don McLean coined it in 1971 on the song American Pie.
Very good. You know what, bro? Wow. That does pinpoint it, but it's just another pinnacle part, right, brother, in rock and roll and artistry that captivated our minds, our souls, our hearts, and brought us together. I like that point, bro. You know what? I totally did not even think about that because it's very similar to when Stevie Ray Vaughan passed away in that helicopter. You know, where it could have been Clapton that day. So it's always sad, do you not agree, bro, when we lose a musical artist or a comedian in the world? It's almost as sad as when we lose somebody of civil rights beliefs. That's what I think.
All the artists from our era and before, you know, that are way up in years already in their late 60s, 70s, and even 80s, and you know that even though they don't sing like they used to, lots of things happened. You know, they lost band members along the way. But there's still something there that keeps that whole vibe alive. But you know the moment is coming when all of them are going to be gone. And I wonder, man, I sincerely, sincerely wonder if music as we know it will ever, ever spark up again the way it was. I'm not saying exactly that way. And I'm not saying there's not going to be any music or no musicians that are bringing those songs back. I'm not saying that. I'm saying there's a certain soul to what those pioneers brought. And I'm wondering if it will still be alive in the airwaves, if that makes better sense. It'll be alive in the hearts of a lot of musicians, but will they take it to other generations as well?
I agree. I think they will. I think it'll be reincarnation, brother. You have to look at every decade, bro, that has transpired with hard times, tough times. And we've had...
Well, I know that's what worries me, because these past decades, the music has, it's just been going down, 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 down. And then to the point where people seem to not care. And we've talked about that so many times. Number 3.
And that is the great Kenny Rogers, which you know I love. And Kenny Rogers started off in the late 60s, early 70s in a rock and roll band. And he came out with Number 3, Lady. That was a song that was touching, beautiful, but yet it fits this list because it's kind of suffers from wussy-itis, like you said. A great artist, had some good tunes, but this one he softened up hardcore. What do you think of this song?
I love the song, but as we said last week, does it belong in the top 10? Heck no. Not this top 10. Let's go on to number two, because number two, the funny thing about number two is I was listening to this song with my youngest son today, Diana Ross and Lionel Richie with Endless Love, and it was written by Lionel Richie.
Wait a minute. When were you listening to this crap?
Today. I was listening to this today because we were eating and we were listening to music, and I wanted to change it up a little.
Okay. Did
and
he cry?
I added some slow pop music, and bam, all of a sudden, Endless Love appears, and I go, oh, I forgot I had that.
Now, what did he think of this song? This is a beautiful song.
Oh, he loves the song. I wouldn't add it to this list. I would just add it to a great song that came out in 1981.
This is a good song for Valentine's. Anytime this song comes out in the car radio, when you're by yourself or you're at the dentist office, this is not an appropriate song to listen to. But it is a great I'm going to get some and I love somebody's song. I said it.
Whoa.
Explain that to your sons, for the love of God.
The song before this was Lady by Kenny Rogers. Did you know that Kenny Rogers had also recorded Endless Love?
Didn't he write it?
Endless Love was written by Lionel Richie. But Kenny Rogers, and not only him, Mariah Carey with Luther Vandross.
Oh, okay.
And also country music singer Shania Twain.
Really?
Have all recorded this song. Yep.
Now, I would like to see Shania Twain's version, but I know Shania's would be more country, which is kind of cool. Very interesting on the other artists that you brought up. Now, Mariah Carey, I would like to watch her sing this song in a wet T-shirt. And that's about that.
Okay. Well, take us to number one, Chang. Number one song of Billboard's top 10 of 1981.
This has to go to the blonde bombshell in music back then, Miss Kim Carnes with She's Got Betty Davis Eyes. Now, who could forget this song? Remember the movie came out about Betty Davis back then, No More Wire Hangers? And then Kim Carnes, she resembled Paul McCartney's wife, Linda. And then she comes out with this ass-kicking Betty Davis Eyes. Now, this song, I have to tell you, I did dig. It was pretty cool. You know, when you listen to the lyrics, kind of the way they did put it together, it's kind of got that theatric kind of a movie background sound.
The song went number one for 5 weeks, and it also spent 9 consecutive weeks on the top U.S. Billboard Hot 100. By the way, an interesting fact about this song, it was written in 1974. Anyway,
you didn't say what you thought about the song. I guess the way you just brushed right through it, it doesn't even meet Toscano's. This is what I think of the song. We're going to play a couple of commercials and some more music. Welcome back to the 80s. It's just Toscano and Chang. Yeah. Wow.
I think the song is good. They play it to death on some of the radio stations here in L.A., and so I'm a little sick and tired of it. Does it belong on the Billboard's top 10 of 1981? Maybe on their list, not on our list. And on that note, let's take a quick timeout, break on the side, because we need it. We need to fill her up here on Back to the 80s Radio.
Don't go nowhere. Tune us in. FM radio in L.A. sucks.
Greatest vocalist, indeed the greatest quasi-religious figure of the 20th century, can only be Don Ho.
That's right, Tom. Don Ho. And when you think of Don Ho, what else do you think of? That's right, Hawaii. And when you think of Hawaii, there's no denying the Headbangers Ball escaped from the long cold winter with Cinderella contest. One winner and a guest will be rocketed to the unspoiled tropical paradise of Hawaii. Tell them about it, Tom.
You and a friend will escape a long cold winter. See Cinderella in concert. You'll play in the sand. Get a tan. Meet the band. And if you're lucky, sell personal items to the locals for 10 times what they're worth. Here's what you do.
Send in a handwritten postcard to MTV's Escape from the Long Cold Winter with Cinderella Contest. P.O. Box 1280, Radio City Station, New York, New York, 10101.
So what about Don Ho?
Oh, that was just a gimmick.
Remember when we thought the 80s were lame? That's because we hadn't lived through this decade yet.
You're listening to Back to the 80s.
Welcome back. This is Back to the 80s Radio. If you're hearing this for the very first time, welcome to the show. This is where we introduce the 80s to a whole new generation. Right now, we're talking about music for the next few weeks because it's important that we let people know the reasons why we continue to love and support the music of our youth, of course. As a little side note, part of bringing back 80s music, I do give props to Netflix and to Stranger Things, the show, because they're bringing these songs like from Journey, from Talking Heads, Dead or Alive, the Beach Boys. But one in particular that's making a buzz around the internet right now that has made more of a buzz now than she did in the 80s is Kate Bush with the song Running Up That Hill. There are young kids discovering the song for the very first time because it was in the Stranger Things, and they've never heard something like that, and they are freaking out and downloading the song and buying it. So, a big shout out to Stranger Things for putting out those songs. We really, really appreciated it back to the 80s. So if you get a chance, go ahead and check out the show. I'm sure you're going to enjoy, and it's going to bring some type of memory back. Now.
Wow. Now that's a song that I would have ran down the hill away from.
Yeah, I wasn't too, we do play it on K-Hits, of course, 92.5, but it wasn't my favorite, but now I'm hearing it so much. It's going to become like what the B-52s with Love Shack did to me. I heard it so much that I ended up going, okay, I'm used to the song. Bring it on, you know?
Really? So no. When I get to LA and we go cruising to Sunset, you don't mind if I crank on my selection of the B-52s
No B-52s in my car, no.
No, okay.
No.
But you're okay if I play
no some Rush.
Crap like Bon Jovi.
Heck yeah.
Billy
Bon Jovi.
Squire.
Cinderella, if you want.
No, I'll play some Cinderella. Cinderella kicked ass. I did like Cinderella.
Foreigner?
Yeah, I'll play Foreigner.
Warrant?
No.
Yes. Warrant. We're also going to play, let's see what else. We're going to play The Cure, Depeche Mode.
Then I'll Uber and meet you there. I'm not listening to that crap all the way on the Hollywood.
You are listening to it because you have to, because you're going to get cultured in some great production. Anyway. Let's go on to our list, Chang. Our top five each, which will make top 10.
Okay, so, Chang, going first tonight? Let's flip a coin to see who goes first.
All right. Here.
You have a coin?
Yeah. No, I don't. You've got a coin. You got to have
a coin. I got a coin.
All right. Go ahead. Flip the coin. Call it in the air. Go ahead.
Dealer is heads.
All right.
Okay.
Chang's got a coin. Tails. It's like 10 ounces. It's like a 10-ounce silver coin.
Okay, it's dealer.
Heads. I call heads.
Okay, that's you. You go first.
All right, so for my number five on my top 10 of 1981 is a song by Journey. And now this is the one and only Journey with Who's Crying Now on the one and only Back to the 80s Radio.
Caught on a one-way street, the taste of bittersweet. Love will survive somehow, somewhere. One love feeds the fire, one heart bears desire, one love who's crying out. If lovers rage, they turn another page. The fighting is worth the love they say. One love feeds the fire, one heart bears desire, one love who's crying now.
That was Journey. Who's Crying Now on Back to the 80s Radio? That's how I kicked it off.
Okay, you know what? I'll give you the props. Journey was a great band. Great band. Steve Perry, phenomenal singer. I preferred the band, without Jonathan Cain. I think they came a little bit poppy with Jonathan Cain. I liked when Greg Raleigh was a member of the band when writing, and then he was at first the lead singer, and then
poppy
sang with Steve. But
poppy,
yeah,
no,
there I said.
No. Now, you have no idea what poppy is.
My number five on my own Billboard top five list.
Oh, brother, here we go.
I go with number 84 in the 100 top Billboard songs of 1981, and that song belongs to the great.
It's going to suck.
The Raza is in the Casa with Santana with Winning. Bow, 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 bow. You are listening to Back to the 80s, and we are K-Hits 92.5. Santana, I'm winning. Welcome back to the 80s, and we just listened to, that's right, my number cinco, the Raza is in the Casa with number five, number 84 in the top 100 Billboard charts of 1981, the ever so great, the Mexican that can't, the man that sold chicle in Tijuana, number 84, Carlos Santana and Winning. Toscano, that song proves that our battle right there, I am winning over Journey.
Well, you can believe that, but you're not. It was a great song. Carlos Santana, phenomenal. I will admit that. But you cannot say anything. You cannot tear my dreams, because only one duo, that's Hall & Oates with You Make My Dreams Come True, can take that place. Here I'm back to the 80s radio.
Good for you. Someone's in love.
What I want.
You Make My Dreams Come True by Hall & Oates here on Back to the 80s Radio. That was my number four pick of my top 10 of 1981. And how do you like that? That's my comeback for you, my friend. What a great song. A song that will go down for generations to come. Man, when that song comes on, I blast it in the car.
You know what? That's good. Well, you know what? I've got one from 1981. And she and her husband, Neil Giraldo, pull up at a cool 1983, the year that the Chang graduated from Montebello High School. And that is the sexy, sensational, balls out bad bitch, Pat Benatar, with Treat Me Right, right here at Back to the 80s Radio, where we keep the 80s vibe alive, baby. Ha ha!
Yeah.
I'm losing my patience. You're nearing the end.
Yes, that's right. The queen of badass sexiness, short hair, married to the badass axling and Neil Giraldo, Miss Pat Benatar, my brother. Man, I seen her in concert. Everything she did, I was electrified. My testicles felt the vibration with Treat Me Right. And she was in number 83 in that list. This is bogus list.
Dig she this. Belonged to 183.
Pablo Cruz hit Cool Love with 80, but yet Benatar and Santana are at 83, 84. I'm telling you.
Well,
right
I
now,
believe it.
These
I believe
cats
it.
And kitties that made up this list, they were smoking some bad paraquat or something happened because these cats were lame. Now give me yours. Hit me right between the eyes.
Well, I'm going to hit you right between something else because my pick is none other than Rick, the Rickster Springfield himself with Jesse's Girl here. Back to the 80s radio.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I want to make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving with that body. I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late at night. Play along with the charade. There doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late at night.
Right, Jesse's Girl, back to the 80s radio. That was Rick Springfield. And my friend, whenever that one comes on, That beginning intro, that lick with the guitar. Oh, man.
It gives you that deviant feeling. You know what I mean? That you're looking at a girl and she doesn't know it. And you're like, man, I really want to make that girl mine. Because she's watching me with those eyes. And she's loving me with that body. I just know it.
Great song. Great song.
Yes,
all right. Let's hit me. You got to admit, I just beat you. I beat all of yours with just that one.
You know what? I will admit that I have Jesse's Girl. Great song. I had some amazing sex to it. I have some nostalgic laughs with it, but I have got one more from a band that will blow your mind. And this band is launched off at number 81 in the Billboard Top 100 list of 1981. Boy, did these cats and kitties go wrong. And this is a psychedelic sensation. The musical volume penetration. The band that these cats jammed with the Beatles. Hold On Tight by Electric Light Orchestra. Sing it and play it away, Jeff Lynne. Back to the 80s.
Hold on tight to your dreams.
With Toscano and Chang on a fantastic Friday, and we are battling Imano, Imano. Heads up, Vario against Vario, homie against homie. Which side of the tracks are you on in this Cantiplas battle of top five of the Billboard Top 100?
Electric Light Orchestra, as I was telling you during the break, from Mr. Blue Sky to Last Train to London to Living Thing to Don't Bring Me Down to songs like Telephone Line, Turn to Stone and Confusion. What a fantastic band. If only we could have these bands just that age today. If only. But we have their music, man. Their music lives forever. All right, so going with number two. Now, you may not like my number two, but bottom line, my number two beats all of your list with just one. Because it's a song that when you hear this on the radio, when you hear this in your car, when you hear this on a CD, streaming, on a cassette, on a record, wherever you hear this, maybe at a party, you want to whip whatever you can find. This is Whip It and Devo.
Correct and whip. Give the pass a slip. Step on the whip. Break your mama's back. When a problem comes along, you must whip it before the cream sets out too long. You must whip it when something's going wrong. You must whip it. Now whip it.
Devo with Whip It from their album Freedom of Choice, 1980, recorded or released originally 1980, made the list in 1981. But I got to tell you, this song is 2 minutes and 37 seconds, which is a short song. Wow, the tempo and the strange lyrics. What a phenomenon. And the video. The video is freaky and weird as well. What a song to get you motivated and I just want to dance to it.
Now, what sucks is that's a good party song. People are going to be moving their heads and they're going to want, so our content's going to be upbeat. But then I think it's a great song, my pick, but it's going to bring us down and you're going to laugh. But then again, you're going to respect the artist I pick, but yet it's going to be like, you guys took acid and then, oh, we have to go to church. It's going to be like that. You shouldn't have picked such an exciting song. I hate you for picking exciting songs when I try to go deep. You did that last week, you see? God damn. No more church for you on Sunday. Are you ready for my number two? It's going to put you in a spiritual content kind of mind. I hate to be the police in the room after everybody took a dose of acid. Now, Toscano brought us with Devo. Damn him. I'll just say this again. Damn him for being so upbeat. I know you cats and kitties are like worming and squirming around. Like, yeah, you want to keep the vibe up. Devo's a great band. Yeah, let's play some In Excess. But no, it's not going to happen. My number two is none other than one of the Fab Four greats, Mr. George Harrison, at number 74 in the Billboard Top 100 Hits in 1981. And that song is about the Fab Five with All Those Years Ago. You are locked and loaded into Back to the 80s with Toscano and Chang, where we promise to keep the 80s music vibe alive.
I'm shouting all about love. Well, they cheated you like a dog, and you were the one who had made it so clear all those years ago.
bad dream. They've forgotten all about mankind. And you were the one they backed up to the wall all those years ago. You were the one who imagined it all those years ago.
I'm here for my appointment, Doctor.
Count Dracula, when are you going to come in through the door?
Forgive me.
Now, just because I'm your psychiatrist doesn't mean you can come in here and act crazy.
I'm so upset.
What's your problem?
I'm never satisfied.
You need an extra bite.
I love an extra bite.
Have you tried Baby Ruth?
Does she live alone?
The candy bar, Count. Baby Ruth is bigger than most other leading candy bars, so you get an extra bite in every bar.
But how does it taste? I'm very picky.
Delicious. Baby Ruth has lots of fudge and nuts and caramel.
Yum. I love that. But, Doctor, this big Baby Ruth must be very expensive.
Not at all, Count. You get an extra bite in every bar of Baby Ruth without paying extra.
That's amazing. I'll go to the store and get a big bunch of bigger Baby Ruths. Who knows? Maybe I'll stay home tonight.
Great, Count. Just remember to go out the...
You get an extra bite in every bar.
If you can't wear a spandex jumpsuit, what can you do? This is...
Back to the 80s.
Welcome back to the slaughter, the beating, where the Chang is put Toscano into submissive positions with our own rendition of our top five hits out of the Billboard 1981 Top 100 charts. Toscano and I are going heads up, fist for fist, almost like an arm wrestle contest, but like mimes. We don't even touch each other. And I am winning the bout like Muhammad Ali against, let's see, how about against Larry Holmes? As Muhammad Ali once said, I'm a bad, bad man. Toscano, I'm a bad, bad man.
Well, my top five list ends with this one. And I got to tell you, just like I did last week, you're not going to appreciate it. But you know what? It's my list and I don't care. Because this next song, my number one from 1981, comes from the album High Infidelity. Ah, what a great song. It is from the group REO Speedwagon. Take it on the run.
You take it on the run, baby. That's all I'll say. Yeah, man. I can't believe you picked that, Ben. I bet you would have went and hugged that son of a bitch if you would have went to that golf tournament. I love your music.
Heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend who heard it from another. You've been messing around. They say you got a boyfriend. You're out late every weekend. They're talking about you and it's bringing me down. But I know the neighborhood. And talk is cheap when the story is good. And the tales grow taller on down the line. But I'm telling you, babe, that I don't think it's true, babe. And even if it is, keep this in mind. You take it on the run, baby. If that's the way you want it, baby. You say you're coming home, but you won't say when. But I can feel it coming. If you leave tonight, keep running. And you need never look back again. You take it on the run, baby. If that's the way you want it, baby.
Speedwagon, Take It on the Run on Back to the 80s Radio. And according to REO Speedwagon lead singer Kevin Cronin, Chang's best friend, the original title of the song was Don't Let Me Down. And Cronin said that he insisted that the title should be Take It on the Run. And then he added the line to the refrain, You're Under the Gun, so you take it on the run, which he says either makes sense or it doesn't, but it sure sung well and it sure rhymed. Ah, great song.
It's good advice for if you're going to prison. Well, enough of that. My Hater. Number one to end the evening, but my number one has to go to no other great rock and roller, a prophet, a member of the Fab Four, tragically taken before his time in 1981 by an insane fan who previously that evening took a photo with him as he got his autograph, later killed the great John Lennon. I will go with Watching the Wheels at number 86 with my idol, my mentor, the late great John Lennon. You are listening to Toscano and Chang. You are hanging with Back to the 80s on our top 10 Billboard 100 Great Songs of 1981.
People say I'm crazy, doing what I'm doing. Well, they give me all kinds of warnings to save me from ruin. When I say that I'm okay, well, they look at me kind of strange. Surely you're not happy now, you no longer play the game. People say I'm lazy, dreaming my life away. Well, they give me all kinds of advice designed to enlighten me. When I tell them that I'm doing fine, watching shadows on the wall. Don't you miss the big time, boy, you're no longer on the ball. I'm just sitting here watching the wheels go round and round. And they look at me as if I've lost my mind. I tell them there's no hurry, I'm just sitting here doing time. I'm just sitting here watching the wheels go round and round. I really love to watch them roll.
Welcome back, cats and kitties, ladies and gentlemen, all you wild cougars and ladies 80s, you are on the hang. If you would like to hit us on social media and dive in and give us some of your own most favorite tunes of 1981 off the Billboard chart, or chime in, give us a comment, give us some feedback, or maybe a song that you thought kicked ass back then. Now, Toscano, are you ready to get yourself up, put your gloves on, put some ice on your face, put some Vaseline after the beating you have taken from my devastating blows of songs to go with me one more round? Can you dig it?
I can dig it, man. I gotta come back hard on this one.
Okay, this, paper champion.
This is the bonus round. The bonus round here at Back to the 80s Radio, where it's going to be an easy, easy win for me. Because this next song is a song by a British-American rock band. And the album is called Four. That's it, the number four. Producer Robert John Mutt Lang wanted to hear every music idea singer Mick Jones had recorded on tape. And no matter how embarrassing, one of these ideas was the opening riff for what would become the song Urgent from Foreigner.
Come down, you wanna live, you wanna move to the sound. God, remember the first time you tried these games, Space Cadet. But with practice...
Captain Galaxy! And when you first tried Coke, I bet you said, no, thank you. But hey! Let's try Coke again. Because once you got that new wave taste, you want to try it again, again, and again. Practice makes perfect. Catch the wave, the Coke.
And now, back to the 80s with Toscano and Chang.
That's Urgent by Foreigner, Chang. You got to admit, that song alone just kicked the butt of every song on your list. Give me your bonus song right now.
You know what? I am going to go with, I'd say, possibly a king of soul and rock and roll in his own right. A cat that played the drums in the 1960s that was merely a teenager, partially blind. Created epic music throughout the soul, the Motown, the rock, the pop, the Rasta, the get down vibration of soul music. And that is number 69 in the top Billboard 100 hits of 1981 with none other than the legendary, great Stevie Wonder. With the Master Blaster Jam, because we all live in the city.
Your destination is the brightest star.
Other than the great Stevie Wonder with a Master Blaster. I know you could feel it in your hips all the way to your fingertips. This is Chang from Toscano and Chang. We are battling it up. And I think that I won tonight's battle. I don't know what you people think. Hit us at our social media page. What, Toscano?
I got to admit it. You may have tied me.
What? Tied you? My God. You've got to stop taking Benadryl and hot chocolate at night, my friend.
Dang it. Are you sure? Do I have to? Oh, wait. Wait. Hold on. Getting another phone call. Now who? All right. Back to the 80s radio. What do you want?
Hey, man, this is Zeke, man. You know, me and my cousin Rusty right here. We're listening to that list, man. What's the matter with you and that character, man? Come on, the Master Blaster should have been number one. I don't know what you fellas are thinking. I love me some Stevie Wonder. As a matter of fact, you can ask my partner right now, Zeke. He'll tell you we met him on Sepulveda Avenue one day. And, man, he could see because he was driving. He was smoking some wacky tobacco. Hey, Zeke, get your ass over here, man. Stuffing corn dogs. You like them corny dogs at this place, 11 and 7 or some other hootenanny name. Tell them what you think about Stevie.
Hey, Rusty. I don't know what these boys are smoking, but, let me give you my choice, and I think that Daryl Hall and John Oates with Private Eyes is the number one song of 1981. I have spoken, Rusty.
But what the hell's wrong with you? I swear to God that you've been sitting under cars with a muffler on too long. That's a ridiculous
song. Hey, Rusty, that reminds me that my housekeeper Guadalupe's boyfriend, he come over to the house the other day. She was down in my jocks. And she, you know, I was talking. I said, sir, who are you? She told me Silencio again.
Man, I love that Silencio in my burritos. It just adds a little texture. You want to hear my number one? My number one is a Foreplay song your sister likes. It's called The Stroke by Billy Squire, because your sister wears a pink blazer and a little white plush see-through football jersey, sexy shirt like that, and we have all kinds of fun. And yeah, stroke me.
Gosh dang it with you and my sister. You know what? I'm going to steal my sister back. I'll pay you the money you paid me back.
Lord, you keep your honey down. Stroke me.
Now, back to good, wholesome, politically correct entertainment. Oops, wrong station. Now,
back to the 80s with Toscano and Chang.
You know, Chang, that has been fantastic. Anytime we can reminisce on the great music of back then and that continues to be great, I mean, what could be better? This has been Toscano and Chang with Back to the 80s Radio. Thank God for the 80s and the great music that continues to change generations and give musicians today a symposium of music. Till next week, and on behalf of myself and Toscano, be safe. Be a contagious example of what being a good citizen in society is. Until next week, God bless.
This is the Chang 4. I released you to another Changtastic weekend. I want to thank you on behalf of Toscano and I, as he did prior. I want you all to go out there and stand up for something bigger than yourself. Always remember that you count. Everybody in the world has a purpose. Tomorrow is not a guarantee. So go out there, live, love, and laugh. And until next weekend, when we fill your minds with a little bit of wisdom and stupidity, give us your input. Hit us on our social media pages. Chime into the show. We want you to become part of the show, because together is unity. Together as unity, we create prosperity. I bid you an hasta la vista, hasta mañana, hasta luego, adios, arrivederci, sayonara. I want to say everybody in the OC, later bros and hoes, and to all my homies and everybody across these lands, stay lifted and gifted. Orale, ese.
Take me back to the glory.